Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned, they became sinful and miserable. Choosing to disobey God messed up the perfect world they lived in, and they became sinners. So they were sinful. In fact, they didn't just sin that one time. Now it became natural and easy for them to sin, and they continued sinning. And now there was real misery in the world that they had to live through. They weren't completely miserable, but they were miserable. Just like Adam and Eve, sin messes up our lives too. The consequences of our sin cause misery. We'll hear more about that, but first, how about a lighthearted joke of the day?
Hey Estelle.
Yeah?
What type of music do whales listen to?
I don't know. What type of music?
An orchestra.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy. I hope you're having a tremendous day so far. This week, we're talking about the fact that Adam and Eve became sinful and miserable when they sinned. Sin has that effect on us. Choosing to disobey God causes us real misery in our lives. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, we learn that doing the sinful things you want to do, because you're a sinner, that causes corruption in your life. This means that when we do what we want, instead of what God wants, it messes up things in our life, and it messes up who we are on the inside. The more we sin, the more sinful we become, and the easier it gets for us to sin. The more we sin, the more it messes up our lives, bringing real misery and making us miserable. We have all sinned. We are all sinful and miserable like Adam and Eve. Fortunately, God has real mercy. God has love for people like us who are in a mess. He offers us the chance to turn away from the sin that is hurting us, put our trust in Him, and have the Holy Spirit to help us say no to sin. Jesus said when He was on earth, "Repent and believe the gospel." In other words, if you'll turn away from your sin and put your trust in Jesus to rescue you, instead of being punished for your sin when you die, you get to be rescued, adopted into His family, not only saved from the punishment you deserve, but also saved from the effects of sin in our lives right now. If you've never done that, please, please consider talking to a parent or another Christian you trust about it right away. Hey guys, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks.